A well-functioning endocrine system is essential for health, regulating the release of certain hormones used, for example, in growth and development and sleep. But the report says substances known as endocrine-disrupting chemicals, or EDCs, can alter these functions, thus putting people at risk of adverse health effects. Although some EDCs occur naturally, the concern is over synthetic versions found in pesticides and electronics, but also in personal care products, cosmetics, or as additives in food. Dr. Maria Neira is Director of Public Health and Environment at the World Health Organization, WHO.
The bad news is that only very few of the thousands of chemicals that are used in manufacturing and that are in production today have been evaluated from endocrine disrupting activity. It doesn't mean that all of them will be endocrine disrupting chemicals, but we have total knowledge about that function only for few of the many thousands of chemicals that we use in our daily life.
There are numerous ways for the endocrine-disrupting chemicals to enter the body, for example, through agricultural runoff, the burning and release of waste, or by eating food or inhaling gases and particles in the air. The joint study highlights associations between exposure to these chemicals and health problems, such as breast cancer in women, prostate cancer in men, and attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity in children. It also raises similar concerns in wildlife. Sheila Logan is a program officer with the UN Environment Program, UNEP.
We have seen effects in a number of different wildlife species. In Alaska, there's signs of EDCs being linked with reproductive defects. There have been issues of wildlife population in particularly contaminated environments, often in bays or estuaries where there's associated with a lot of industrial chemical release. And there are a range of different effects which have been identified in wildlife.
Because of wide gaps in knowledge about EDCs, the two United Nations agencies are calling for more research and testing. They say such action could reduce potential disease risks and cut related costs. Once again, Dr. Maria Neira of the World Health Organization.
This is a landmark report because it was very much needed in terms of public health. Without this evidence, it will be very difficult for WHO or for UNEP to propose any strong recommendation or even requesting countries or governments to move and to change or to dedicate more funds to invest on this.
The report also calls for more collaboration and data sharing between scientists and countries, particularly those in the developing world. Deanne Penn, United Nations.